Hey everyone, it's me, Miss Self Love, and today's episode is going to be called 7 Steps to Stop Thinking About Your Ex That No One Has Ever Told You Before, but me, Miss Self Love, your breakup strategist. And guys, I call myself a strategist. I am a strategist because I break things down to the littlest pieces when it comes to breakups and getting back to self-love, because it's tedious to get over these breakups. Every little thing matters. Every little thing you do, think, say, go, see, whatever, it matters. All of it adds up to you getting over this breakup and getting back to self-love. That's why I'm a strategist. That's why I'm detailed. That's why my clients, I take their personal situation and break things down to a strategic plan, because they cannot see. Because when you're going through a breakup, you cannot see. You're going to through a mental block. Your third eye is being blocked. You have nobody to check your blind spots that actually knows what they're talking about. This is why it's important. You know how they say it's the little things that add up to your success, or the little things that add up to a goal you want to achieve? The little things add up to a breakup so you can get over it too. It's the same thing like anything else. It's the little things that are going to get you to where you want to be. It's the little things that are going to get you to that bigger picture. Very little tiny things. So tiny that you cannot see because you have a block. But anyways, nobody's never told you these steps because, you know, it's strategic. So, the first step is to stop cooking the meals that you cooked with your ex or that you cooked for your ex. Don't cook them no more. Whatever your ex's favorite meal was, stop cooking it. A breakup is a wake up. A breakup is a new start, which means find some new meals to cook. Yes, go on Pinterest, go on TikTok food, go on whatever it is, wherever you get your meals. Find some new meals to cook. Don't ever cook that meal again in your life. I don't care if it's your favorite meal. You have a new life now. Figure out some new meals to cook, because you don't want to be cooking a meal over the stove, cooking your ex's favorite food. Oh, this was his favorite food. This was her favorite food. You over the stove thinking about too much. In the middle of cooking, making yourself all sad, that's exactly what's going to happen. Do not cook those meals again. Find some new meals. So, number 2 is go to different stores or different places to get your smoothies or food or whatever it is that you are doing with your ex, different restaurants. Don't go to that store no more. Don't go to those restaurants no more. There's a million stores, there's a million restaurants. Do not go. Do not do that same routine by yourself. You have to break that routine. You have to break that routine. Find a new smoothie store, a new whatever. Find another one. You are a single person now. You have to start over with a new routine, a new store, a new restaurant, whatever it is. You don't want to go back there and then people are like, oh, what happened to you? So-and-so. Now you gotta think about, oh, well, they went to da-da-da-da-da. You don't have time for that right now. Go to a new store. Number 3 is, and I have a bonus one at the end. So it's really 8 steps. So listen till the end. So, well, I know you guys always listen till the end. Anyways. So, yes, number 3 is important. Find some different shows to watch. Yeah, I know I'm not big on shows anymore, but when I was, I had to find different shows to watch. Do not watch the same shows that you watched with your ex. You're going to be watching the show. You're going to be like, oh my goodness, we used to watch this together. They don't want to watch this show with me anymore. Oh my goodness, my life is over. Your life is not over. Find a new freaking show. Don't watch that show ever again. I don't care how much you love the show. You have a new life. Find some new shows to watch. You should be reading books. Really find some new books to read. That's what you need to be doing. But if you want to watch a show at night before you go to sleep, you're like your Netflix, whatever it is, whatever, get a new show. Get a new show. Please. This is serious. all these little tedious things I talk about, and I say how tedious it is, it gets more tedious than this. You think this is tedious, it gets even more tedious than this. All right, find a new show. Okay, so the next one is, I think I'm on 4, I guess. So, travel a different route to work or wherever you're going. Find a different route. I know secretly you want to bump into your ex or whatever it is. Find a different route. Just so you can start getting in a new mind space, getting in a new situation, seeing new different things to get you thinking about different things. Find a new route to travel. Number 5 is, yes, this is huge. This is what a lot of my clients need help with, a lot of people need help with. But if you guys had the same friend group, you're going to have to get a new friend group. You're going to have to figure that out. You can't keep hanging around the same friends, bumping into your ex. Get out of that friend group. Get out of the friend group. Yes, that's easier said than done, but get out of it. You need more help with that, contact me, because that's a whole situation, depending on the situation, and that's a whole strategical method, and that's different for different people, but at the end of the day, get out of the friend group. So, what is the next one I want to do? The bonus one I'm going to do now. So, the bonus one is go to a different gym. So, we're not in gyms, or we are in gyms, I don't know. Anyway, the point is, whenever the gyms open up or close or go back or spin back around, go to a different gym. I know you paid money for the membership, but that money is not worth your healing. Go to a different gym. Go to a different gym. Yes, I repeat things over and over for the stubborn people in the back. I repeat it over and over for the stubborn people in the back, because I was one of those stubborn people in the back. Go to a different gym. Why? Because I don't want you going to the gym, secretly hoping you run into your ex, run into your ex-friends, run into somebody that's going to ask you about your ex, see your ex, be in an awkward situation. Oh my goodness, now you think about your ex. Now you reinfected yourself with the ex virus. Now you're stressed out. Go to a different gym. Get a new membership. The money's not worth your sanity, your peace of mind, the start, because this is only the start of your healing process. This is not the healing process, but this is the start. Go to a new gym. So, that's that. I forgot what number I'm on, but the next one is to listen to A Breakup is a Wake Up podcast. You are doing that. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. It is over 54,000 downloads, which is amazing. So, I continue to talk to help people since that's what I'm good at. That's what I do. So I'm glad that you guys are continuing to listen and sharing the podcast with people that need it, that need a place to go when a breakup happens, you're completely lost, and this is the start, you know, and I'm so glad that you guys are listening, you know, so thank you for that, and keep sharing with someone that needs it, you know, somebody that's in limbo, somebody that's in a situation. So whether they're in and out of toxic relationships or whatever it is, you know, anybody that just needs it, please share it with them so they can start to change their mind on how a breakup works and change their perspective. And, you know, it can save a life, it can save a brain, right? So thank you for that. And then the last one is, of course, get a coach to heal, get mean and self-love, get the detox from your ex program. You know, like I said, these things are the start of you feeling better and changing your mindset. You need accountability to do these things. You need someone to help you with your personal situation. That's what I needed, you know. These things may have been a start for me, but I definitely did need a coach to hold me accountable and to push me through when things were getting rough, no matter what I tried to do on my own. You know, no matter how much information I gathered about this, I still needed my coach to help me push through to the end, to help me heal, to help me detox when you're having withdrawals and things of that nature, when you're catching anxiety, when you're feeling sad, when you're feeling low, when you forget who you are. Okay, so it's very important to have that to push you to the next level, to change your life so you can move on with your life, so you can have a great life. I hope these steps help. Like I said, very strategical. Everything's very strategical. And I hope these steps can take you, can start the process. Because all these things are the start, the finish to the next level, to the new level is the program. So you can really move past this faster, get this out the way, knock this out the box. And remember who the fuck you are as fast as possible. It does not have to be a slow process. It can be a fast process to get you healed and get you happy. So, share this episode with someone who needs this, please, because that's very important. Please share this episode with someone who needs this. We're going into the new year, of course, 2021. Definitely, you know, we don't want to be stuck on this breakup. And that's all I have to say. I just wanted to share these steps with you that's really been on my heart, because it's the little things. Message me on Instagram, Ms.SelfLove, MZ.SELFLUV, and email me about the detox from your ex program, and I will give you your free assessments. Ms.SelfLove, MZ.SELFLUV@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you guys. Share this with someone who needs this. Have a great day.